The Selfish Path to Romance. Download Chapter 1 for free at drkenner.com.
The other day, my husband and I were at Friendly's restaurant and we're sitting there and we hear a little whimpery baby. And I thought, this is a newborn. This isn't just any baby. This is a real newborn baby. And I looked around and I see a young mother sitting with the baby on her lap and her parents there. So I go over just to say hi to her and look at the baby. And I start to say, what a cute. And the baby looked awful. The baby, something was terribly wrong with this baby, and I couldn't, cute just didn't fit. The baby was plastic. It was a doll, and I've never seen these dolls before. And it wasn't that the baby looked awful. It just wasn't real. It was plastic. And this was, she introduced me to Jasmine, her rubber doll. She's a teenager who's learning why it's important to take precautions when having sex, because otherwise you will be up all night with this baby. And I said to her, but does this work? You know, you have a key attached to your arm. The baby is computerized, so the baby will whimper and you have to pat it for 10 minutes or 15 minutes. It will wake you up throughout the night. This particular baby didn't pee. Next year she gets the one that pees. She advances. She'll be a junior in high school then. She was a darling girl. Her name was Tiffany. And she said that it definitely works, that a lot of the girls walk around saying, this isn't good for me. I'm wondering why they don't give it to the guys too.
For more Dr. Kenner podcast, go to drkenner.com and please listen to this ad.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance, the Serious Romance Guidebook by clinical psychologist Dr. Ellen Kenner and Dr. Edwin Locke.
There are many deal breakers when it comes to finding a potential soulmate. If you're in this situation, one thing to be on the lookout for and be cautious about are people with significant psychological or mental health problems. For example, severe depression, significant chronic anxiety problems, recurrent depression, substance abuse, or gambling problems. Especially if such individuals are not yet under treatment and have no motivation to fix their problems or don't take their problems seriously. Don't make a partner's untreated problems your lifetime career. A romantic partner can be supportive, but should not be a live-in therapist.
You can download Chapter 1 for free by going to drkenner.com. And you can buy The Selfish Path to Romance at amazon.com.